What about the cows? Where would they graze?
Well, they'd graze in the pasture, cow pasture, down on the branch. Okay. And then in the field, we had the fields all fenced in, and winter would turn the horses and cows in the field and let them graze, eat what corn was left, and fodder and things.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a place out in the pasture that you might fence the cows in to milk them or to collect the manure?
No, we used to put them in a stable and then took them out in front of the stable to milk them.
Okay. What type of fencing do people have around?
Well, in my lifetime, they had wire fence.
Mm-hmm.
Barbed wire or regular fence. But prior to that time, it was entirely rails. I remember some of the rails, but not too many.
Mm-hmm.
They made the rails out of the heart of longleaf pine. You see, before 1907, we got a stock law passed. Before 1907, stock ran free. You had to fence in your fields and your house and everything. There used to be a high paling fence out here near our road and a big gate there.
Mm-hmm.
And stock, other people's stock would be all out in the woods there. And people can get their own stock, they had markings on it. And you had to fence in your fields to keep other people's stock out.
Hmm.
And they had to fence the towns in. Have gates and everything. That was before the coming of automobiles. But in 1907, we had a stock law passed. And people that were in favor of the stock law, they were bitterly opposed to a stock law. And people would have fights in towns and things. Terrible fights over the stock law.
Hmm.
The people that wanted a fence law, let everybody keep their own cows and stuff in their own pasture, they said there'd never be any more cattle in this country if we fenced it in, you know. And we didn't used to have forest fires because they ate the undergrowth in the woods, the straw and the broom straw and thing, and didn't have bad forest fires.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to places. Have you been to places where they didn't have stock law?
I've had people tell me about how it was
before.
Well,
in Florida, they used to be down South Florida, they used to have even the roads fenced in, railroads. And I've seen it in Canada, too, up in Nova Scotia, where they didn't have any stock laws, and the stock would be out on the highways and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Have to be careful about them. And way up in Canada, and in Alaska, too. I've seen that in their stock laws in some places, I would have thought.
Mm-hmm.
But, And of course, for the last 150 years, we've tried to get better breeds of stock here. We had an agricultural society before the war between the states, and they encouraged people to get thoroughbred chickens and hogs and things like that, cows.
And I guess when they all went out and mingled together, you really couldn't control.
It was a scrub cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Scrub.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing a cartoon once. It was in Alabama. You've heard of the Piney Woods Rooters. Piney Woods Rooters.
Some sort of pig?
Yeah, hog, and they were kind of half wild. And you'd have to be three or four, 5 years old before you could kill them. They'd be poor, you know, have to take them in and have tusks on them and fatten them. And this young agriculture teacher told this old farmer that had Piney Woods Rooters, he had to wait 3 or 4 years to kill. He says, if you get some Duroc Jersey, he says, you can kill them the first year. He says, I ain't interested. He said, what is time to a hog? What is time to a hog? It took 3 or 4 years to get ready to be killed. What is time to a hog? But Lord have mercy, if you're buying these expensive feeds, see, they've got it filled out down to a fine point now.
Right.
As to how much pork you can make per pound of food and how many pounds of chicken you can make per pound of food.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody had chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And we had eggs. And then when sometimes when young people would need a little money for Christmas and other times,